This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, Umpqua Valley Gymnastics, with a big event happening tomorrow. And Dana Cox is in. What's going on?
Well, we're hosting our annual spring meet. It's called the Annie Patterson Riverside Classic. And we're actually expecting 299 gymnasts from all around the state of Oregon in our one-day event.
Wow, that is a whole lot of people. Where are some of the places they're coming from?
Well, we're getting people as far south as Ashland and Klamath Falls, all the way up through Hillsboro. Our gym out in Coos Bay that we often see is going to come over. Also, Salem and Grants Pass are sending teams. And, of course, our local gym, Umpqua Valley Gymnastics, will be there.
So some of these people are probably coming in tonight, I mean, because you get started early tomorrow.
Right. So they're going to come in. They'll be spending money, hotels, restaurants. And then some of them are going to get over so late tomorrow night that I anticipate they'll stay also.
Wow. That's amazing when you see these events and people, if you're not tied to the event, you just think, okay, they're doing that, fine. But when you realize you have that many people coming in to spend 24 hours, in some cases maybe longer, in the Umpqua Valley, that could be a pretty big boost. Now, you guys have done this for, how many years have you done this annual event?
I think it's around 30 years, and the meet is actually named after the founder of the gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so explain what is, if somebody doesn't know, what is Umpqua Valley Gymnastics?
Umpqua Valley Gymnastics is the local club. It's a nonprofit organization. The girls and boys that participate in classes range anywhere from age 2 through seniors in high school. The kids that are on the team at our gym start at level 3. The girls and boys that practice year-round. Some of them go once a week, some of them 4 days a week. So anywhere from an hour a week to almost 18 hours a week practice year-round.
That's got to take some dedication.
It does. The girls that are on the higher level team, I know every single one of them gets between a 3.5 and a 4.0 GPA. So gymnastics teaches them time management skills and dedication, that they can see that the dedication to whatever they put their mind and their effort towards will pay off.
And it takes a lot of dedication from the parents to get these kids from point A to B.
It does. We're a tight-knit team of parents helping each other out, going to meets in California, all over the state of Oregon, up into Washington, sometimes even farther.
Now, how long has your daughter been doing this?
Caroline's been in for 5 years now.
So what kinds of things do you think she learns from it aside from gymnastics?
I think she learns how to get through adverse situations. Whenever they're out there on the floor competing, they're being judged by typically 2 to 4 judges. These are usually ladies, sometimes men, that have years of experience, and they're watching everything. So I think Caroline's learned how to hold in those facial expressions that we as adults sometimes even struggle with, and just push on and get to the get through her routine.
Wow. So a lot of work. Now, tomorrow, you get started early, and explain how the day is structured.
So we have 4 sessions running this year to get through all the gymnasts. The first session will start with open warm-ups, like every session does. They go at 8:30, so doors will open at about 8. That first group is the level 3. We will have gymnasts in that level 3 team event. Session 2 starts off at 11:45. That's going to be gymnasts that are levels 1 and 2, so the very early stages. And then also a group of girls that practice in a different set of rules called Excel Gymnastics. That would be a kind of gym, if you don't want to be dedicated 17, 18 hours a week, that you could do.
Wow. So if folks want to come out and watch and see all of this tomorrow, and I would presume, well, you're at the fairgrounds.
Yes, we're at the Douglas Hall in the at the fairgrounds out here. And we're actually working on setting up right now. There's a group of parents already started. And Wolf Creek Job Corps, again, is going to come in. They bring in two vans of kids, actually. And they are critical to our success.
So then is only one of these kids up at a time, or are you spread apart around the room?
So the room will have 2 sets of uneven bars, 1 floor, 2 balance beams, and 2 vaults. And we're running at full tilt the whole time. Coom, our head coach, has the timing down immaculately, and we're hoping so, because the last award session isn't slated to start till 9 p.m.
Wow. So yeah. That is going to be a long day. What kind of awards do they give out?
The girls get ribbons at some of the lower levels based on their scoring, and then the higher level girls don't. And then by place, by age, by level, we hand out medals and also team trophies.
And if people want to come out and watch tomorrow, what's admission? What else is going on?
So admission for adults is $8. Children age 5 to 12 and seniors are $5. And then families, we give a little bit of a discount for $20 for two adults and two kids. And if you want to come out and watch Umpqua Valley Gymnasts, the level threes go at 8:30. The optional team, which is levels 6, 7, 8, and 9 for us, they start at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then our levels 4 and 5 start at 5:30 p.m.
Wow. Anything else people ought to know about this event?
Yeah, we're going to have concessions there, again, ran by all the parents of the gym, proceeds going to benefit the gym. We're going to have a local vendor come in called Pose Photo Booth. It's a new group here in town that's doing that. So the girls are real excited about getting silly and getting their pictures taken. We also make custom T-shirts, and we have raffles. Some of the local breweries and wineries actually have contributed gifts so we can get some parents involved in our raffle and raise more money for the gym.
Wow, a lot of things going on. And Umpqua Valley Gymnastics, how are you guys structured as an organization?
All of us parents volunteer our time. We pay for everything that it takes to run the gym out of our own pockets. It is a nonprofit, and we have just a small handful of dedicated coaches that live in our community with us and are also part of our effort for setup and organization.
All right, again, that's happening tomorrow, the Annie Patterson Riverside Classic Gymnastics Meet, starting at 8 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, the Douglas Hall. Dana Cox, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
It is 8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.